From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Sanctions against Iran are lifted as a nuclear deal reaches implementation day. The International Atomic Energy Agency says Iran is complying with its commitment to curtail its nuclear program under an agreement hammered out with six world powers. Speaking in Vienna, Secretary of State John Kerry said implementation of the deal is a step toward a safer world.
Today, as a result of the actions taken since last July, the United States, our friends and allies in the Middle East, in the entire world, are safer because the threat of a nuclear weapon has been reduced.
Earlier, EU High Representative Federica Mogherini said the lifting of sanctions would begin immediately.
Today, multilateral and national economic and financial sanctions related to Iran's nuclear program are lifted in accordance with the JCPOA.
The Islamic Republic and world powers signed an agreement last July under which Tehran would scale back its uranium-enriching activities and submit to inspections in exchange for a rollback of sanctions. The deal's announcement came hours after the United States and Iran announced a prisoner swap. The Americans being freed include Washington Post correspondent Jason Rezaian, who had been held more than 500 days. A Christian pastor and an Iranian-American member of the U.S. Marine Corps were also freed. In all, Iran released five Americans. The United States is releasing seven Iranians who were either already in prison or were facing criminal charges for violating economic sanctions. This is VOA News. Taiwan's voters elected Tsai Ing-wen Saturday as the island's first female president. That delivered a crushing defeat to the Nationalist Party, which had focused heavily on growing relations with China since coming to power 8 years ago. Tsai's independence-leaning Democratic Progressive Party also won a majority in the legislature for the first time, a development that could have a big impact on economic policies with China. Speaking with the press shortly after her opponent, Eric Chu, conceded defeat, Tsai pledged to maintain peace with the world's second-largest economy and to maintain stable relations with Beijing. Indonesia's national police chief on Saturday announced 12 suspected Islamic State loyalists have been arrested in connection with the first IS attack in the world's most populous Muslim country. VOA correspondent Steve Herman reports from Jakarta the government is making fresh moves to try to counter the violent extremists' ideology.
In response to Thursday's attack linked to the Islamic State group, Indonesia will bar those who have joined the terror outfit in the Middle East from returning home. And on Saturday, the government belatedly began shutting down websites and social media accounts of violent extremists. The five attackers died after managing to kill only two people, both unarmed civilians. Many in the intelligence community, as well as security analysts, expect violent actions in the name of Islamic State again here soon, perhaps with far more lethal consequences. Steve Herman, VOA News, Jakarta.
Burkina Faso government officials announced that the siege of an upscale hotel in which at least 23 people died in Ouagadougou ended Saturday. Interior Minister Simon Campore said that victims from 18 countries died in the attack at the Splendide Hotel, adding that more than 150 hostages were rescued in a security operation, but a number of them were wounded. Campore said that three militant jihadists were killed in the attack. Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb has claimed responsibility. Islamic State militants have killed at least 135 people, some of them women and children, in wide-scale attacks on government-held areas near the city of Deir al-Zour, Syria. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says that at least 80 of those killed were soldiers and pro-government militiamen. The rest were civilians. The bloodshed in Deir al-Zour came as regime forces battled Islamic State in the northern province of Aleppo, killing at least 16 jihadists, and as airstrikes hit the IS stronghold of Raqqa. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.